Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
A survey carried out by the Disabled Drivers Association suggests that 88% of respondents fear physical or verbal abuse if they approach someone for parking illegally in an accessible parking bay. Over 2,600 people, both permit holders and those who don't hold a permit, responded to the survey about the misuse of accessible parking bays in public spaces. We're joined now by Richard Ryder, Marketing and Communications Manager at the Disabled Drivers Association. And Richard, you're welcome to the programme. Legal parking, it's
good
obviously...
Good evening, Sarah.
Good evening to you. And illegal parking is obviously a big problem, or you wouldn't have had to carry out this research in the first place. How big a problem is it, do you think?
Absolutely. It's a massive problem. And, you know, while the results are shocking, I suppose we're not surprised. We periodically carry out surveys to our members and the general public. And as you say, it's now over 2,800 people since we last spoke, but it's up there now. And I suppose, look, some of the excuses that are given are horrendous. I'll give you an example of a few. Like the biggest one is that I'll only be a minute. It's none of your business. I'll move if somebody comes along. I pay my taxes, I'll park where I like. I thought disabled people didn't go out at night. I'm too hungover, made rude gestures, and the list goes on. It's actually shocking.
Wow, and indeed that chimes somewhat with some of the texts. We've been getting lots of texts to the programme in relation to this, and some of the stories chime actually along the lines of those excuses that you're talking about there. How many blue permit and badge holders are there in Ireland?
There are approximately 120,000 permits in circulation, and that's actually growing. And I suppose, and as an organisation, we are an administrator of the parking permit on behalf of the Department of Transport, and that has doubled. The number has doubled in the past decade. That'll just show you. And that number is growing, obviously, as the population gets older. But yes, yeah, so there's 120,000 permits in circulation. Yeah.
And there are fines for parking in a disabled bay. I think, what is it, €150 at the moment?
150. And that goes up to 225 if not paid in 28 days. But like we would say that that's actually not enough. It's not enough of a deterrent. And I suppose that's why we're calling on this new text alert scheme to kind of help with enforcement. We think it would be very safe, easy and a significant deterrent.
Tell me about that. How would the text alert scheme work?
Okay, well, it's actually working in Lucan, at the moment, Rathfarnham, Temple Oge, and down in Gorey. And how it works, it's very, very simple. There's no app. It's not even an app. It's a simple text alert system whereby, take, for example, Lucan. Say there's 10 bays in Lucan. Each bay is numbered, 1 to 10. If you come along and you see somebody parking in a disabled person's parking spot illegally, you can text the number. Say it's the bay number 6, you text 6 to the number on the sign, and then that alerts the warden to come along. And if in fact the person is illegally parked without a permit, then they will issue a parking ticket. So it's that simple. It really is.
Okay, and we did get a text earlier from Jenny. I'll just give this example to you for the text alert system. Yep. And Jenny says, my friend who has macular degeneration was called out when she got out of a car in a disabled parking space. You don't know what disabilities people have. Could that potentially be a problem with the text alert system? You might be calling, you know, the whistle or blowing the whistle on people who might actually have disabilities.
Invisible disabilities are always going to be an issue and people don't know. So you can't be too quick to pounce on somebody. But this is for somebody who you might see parking, jumping out of the car, running into the bank, and have a look on the front of the car and see if there is a parking permit actually displayed. And if not, then it's fairly certain that they don't have one. And then you can text the number, you know. So people need to be just careful as well. It's not something that you would do willy-nilly and start firing off texts here, there and everywhere, you know.
But the whole idea is to give people a chance to avoid the confrontation that they might, from your survey, that they're very unwilling to get into. And I can understand why. And again, we've had lots of texts about people, you know, blowing the whistle on other people and then getting into confrontations themselves that they didn't want to. Okay,
exactly.
So the idea then is that you'd send a picture with the reg visible. Is that right? Or
No, it's not a picture. You just text... Okay. Text the bay number. So each bay has a number on it. So as I gave an example there, say it's bay number 6, you text 6 and then you text the bay number to the mobile number on the sign.
Okay.
So there's a mobile number on each sign, and you text that number. So say it could be bay number one, the person's illegally parked in, and you text one. You know, I'm just giving it as an example.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. So you're not you're not taking pictures of the car necessarily.
No. It's not pictures. You can't phone. You know, you can't phone the numbers and start, you know, talking to to anybody. It's a text alert system.
So it's already in operation, as you say, in Luke and a couple of other places. Would it cost a lot, do you think, to roll it out nationally?
No, it wouldn't. It's a very, as I say, it's a very, very simple system. It doesn't cost a lot at all. And I suppose we're looking for councillors in the various authorities to come on board with this and give us a hand to implement it. And we'll be contacting every county council in every city, village and town in Ireland to try and help us to get this implemented. It's not, and that's the whole point about this, that it's simple. It's easy, and it'll be a significant deterrent, and it'll help with enforcement as well, because enforcement is a big issue, you know. If it's not enforced, then, you know, what's the point?
We have a text here from a listener saying they should photograph the culprits, but I can imagine that in itself could lead to confrontation. If somebody notices they're being having their picture taken, that could be problematic.
Exactly, exactly. And GDPR and all that comes into play there, you know.
Okay, another person says, I met a gent in inverted commas, they put gent in inverted commas, in a disabled bay in North Dublin. He was in a convertible Aston Martin, and he told me to mind my own business. Stay classy, Aston Martin fans, says that person. Well, we won't paint them all the Aston Martin people with the same brush, but that is one of the problems, I suppose. Okay, well, look, it's a really interesting idea, Richard, and I'm really interested to hear what our listeners have to say, and if they can text us to 51551, but we will leave it there for the moment. That is Richard Ryder, who is Marketing and Communications Manager with the Disabled Drivers Association. Thank you very much.